This is the news from RNZ Pacific. I'm Don Wiseman. Fiji's Prime Minister says there are no easy ways around the COVID-19 pandemic. It comes as 15 more people, including a 102-year-old woman, died in the 24 hours to yesterday morning, and 918 positive cases were detected. Frank Bainimarama told local media the country has to meet COVID head-on. That's exactly what the government is doing. He spoke as Fiji received more than 150,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine from the US government. Mr. Bainimarama says the Moderna vaccine has been approved specifically in the US and by the WHO for use by pregnant women. There are now over 16,000 active cases in isolation, with 159 deaths from the outbreak that began in April. Meanwhile, New Zealand's foreign minister says 500,000 COVID vaccines have been ring-fenced for Fiji. Nanaia Mahuta says the AstraZeneca and Moderna vaccines are due to be sent to Suva from next month.
By our calculations, of those vaccines that have been pledged and committed, they may not have to draw on the full 500,000 doses. However, they are still ring-fenced for Fiji at this stage.
Ms. Mahuta says New Zealand has been working with Australia to get both doses to Fiji. The leader of Samoa's Fast Party has dismissed a claim by the caretaker Prime Minister that her party would stop Samoans going overseas for seasonal work. Fast's Fiame Naomi Mata'afa and HRPP's Tuilai Pasalele Malialengaoi have been battling to take control of the government since the election on April 9th. Tuilaipa told radio that Fast would stop all seasonal work in Australia and New Zealand. Fiame said that is not true, but she says the party does want some emphasis on creating small enterprises within Samoa.
Our platform is really investing in people to develop livelihoods, you know, small, medium business and so forth. But, you know, I think we need to see it in that context at the moment, of course, especially given the economic and financial conditions under COVID and so forth. People are looking for a wage.
Fiame says there also needs to be debate about the national airline because it is flying regularly, or it is not flying regularly and has significant debt. A local body politician in Papua New Guinea has been jailed for 30 years for shooting a student to death 2 years ago. Sent Koip, a ward councillor in Jiwaka, was sentenced in Port Moresby by the Chief Justice, Sir Gibbs Salika. The judge told Koip he had abused his responsibility by shooting the student instead of addressing any concerns at an appropriate forum. Koip had claimed the student was disturbing one of his tenants. Meanwhile, the national newspaper reports the University of PNG has announced that the student would posthumously graduate. He was in the final month of his degree at the time of the shooting in 2019. The landowning group at the site of the Panguna mine in Bougainville is opposing the plan announced this week to assess the damage caused by the mine. On Tuesday, multinational miner Rio Tinto, the Australian Human Rights Law Centre, and 156 members of the communities downstream from the mine agreed on an assessment process. Rio Tinto is to pay for this assessment of the ongoing environmental and social damage. But the smaller landowners say Rio Tinto is not engaging with them, the worst affected group. Spokesperson Philip Muriori says the smaller landowners had their land completely destroyed and villages and communities forcibly removed, and Rio Tinto should be talking to them. Pacifica children in New Zealand are nearly twice as likely to have tooth decay at age 5 than other groups. The Bulasatu Pacific Health in the Year of COVID report has just been released. Pacific children aged 1 to 14 are nearly twice as likely to have had teeth removed due to abscesses, infection, gum disease or decay, yet are less likely to have visited a dental healthcare worker in the past 12 months. The New Zealand Dental Association member and Pacifica dentist, Dr. Tuli Vanakava Musa, says it's alarming and heartbreaking, showing just how bad the inequities have become. Supermarkets in Britain are suffering stock shortages as more people are having to self-isolate. More than 600,000 people were identified in a single week by the country's COVID-19 contact tracing app as needing to isolate. That has left many shelf stackers and supply chain staff unable to work. Emily Kinder reports from London.
Two of the biggest chains, Tesco and Sainsbury's, are experiencing what they describe as low availability for some products, but are assuring customers there is plenty of food, whilst Iceland, another supermarket, is urging customers not to panic buy. Despite this, Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng says the government is very concerned over the disruption that's been caused by alerts from the NHS Test and Trace app, which tells people to self-isolate if they've come into contact with a positive case. Guidance will be published by the government on which sectors and staff are exempt from self-isolation.
To sport now, the New Zealand Rugby League Chief Executive Greg Peters says comments describing New Zealand and Australian decisions to pull out of this year's World Cup as selfish and cowardly, ill-informed and misguided. The England Rugby League boss Simon Johnson made the remarks as he slammed the Trans-Tasman neighbours for withdrawing from the tournament set to start in England in October due to concerns about COVID-19. Both New Zealand and Australian Rugby League have asked for the World Cup to be postponed. Peter says organisers didn't have enough safety protocols in place. Says with some players likely to choose against being vaccinated, the risk was too great. However, the former Kiwis international Robbie Hunter-Paul believes New Zealand Rugby League made the decision without consulting the players. New Zealand's Jordan Parry has finished second in his heat of the men's single sculls at the Tokyo Olympic Rowing Regatta to advance to the quarterfinals. And the NBA star LeBron James has joined the Billionaires Club, becoming the first active NBA player ever to reach the milestone. The only other athletes to earn that much are golfer Tiger Woods, boxer Floyd Mayweather, tennis star Roger Federer, and footballers Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. And I think that's the sport from RNZ Pacific.